Inside the Quicken Loans arena last night, the promised message, jobs. But there was little mention of them or of wages. Republicans are against raising the minimum wage. And recently here in Ohio, the Republican Attorney General ruled that cities can't do it on their own. That pretty much shut down a move in the Cleveland City Council just last week to raise the hourly wage from about $8 an hour to $15. A big disappointment to Clevelanders like Cynthia Cruz and Juan Rivera. The couple lives in a cozy, lower-income neighborhood in Cleveland. Their Dominican and Puerto Rican neighbors spend the hot summer evenings out on the stoop. The chihuahuas and pit bulls in the yards excited to see us.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey,
hi. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
You guys can wait in the living room. I'll change the baby.
No. Hello.
Hi, baby.
It's dinner time. Juan's at the stove.
Yellow rice with, Vienna sausages, beans on the side with, like, yeah.
What is that going on here?
It thickens the with potato, when you do beans, it thickens the how should I say? Sauce. Uh-huh. It makes it real rich and thick.
And you're putting some chicken in here?
Yes.
Cynthia and Juan get $299 a month in food stamps. Cynthia says that's not enough and that she can't find work that would also help her pay for child care for two daughters at home, including a precious two-year-old named Sahida. Cynthia says a desperate friend asked her to take Sahida when she was born. Now she's formally adopted her.
What? Here, you can hold the microphone.
Mira, cógelo.
Do you want to hold the microphone?
They're being evicted. It's a dispute with the landlord over a blocked sewer pipe. He says baby wipes were flushed. They say it's the whole block, not them.
Out of nowhere, he just told us we got 30 days to move, and, without notice, without reasoning, nothing. We never had an issue with him. Rent was paid on time every month.
They're fighting the eviction. It's complicated. They say they were actually renting to buy, and they suspect the landlord wants out of that agreement. But they can't afford to move, despite the fact that Juan, Zahida, glued to his knee, says he works all the time.
I mean, I try to work, take any job I can, even if it's $20, $40 or whatever, because I got a family, I got to provide for.
So what kinds of things?
So I do mechanic work. I put sound, music into cars, body work, just any type of income that I can make. I do.
And how much do you make an hour?
Hourly. I could say I could work all week. I could probably make $200, $250 maybe.
Yeah. All day, every day.
Depends, yeah, exactly. Monday through Sunday.
What would it mean to you to, it sounds like almost double Juan's income. What would it mean?
Oh my God, it will mean so much. Like, it will help us so much with the bills, with everything. Right now, sometimes we struggle so much to get diapers, to get milk for the baby, because the gallon of milk right now is almost $5.
I sometimes got to sell my stuff. I got music, I got car parts and stuff.
And how much are you pulling in a week or a month? Let's say a month.
Our income a month is $1,400.
$1,400.
And I pay $625, light bill $115, gas bill $60, and the diapers and all that stuff, we don't have no money left. Like, I don't even drive. We walk everywhere sometimes because it's so hard. I cry. I wake up crying, and I tell him, like, this, I'm to the point I'm so frustrated, like, I don't know what else to do.
So this is not your biological child?
We had her since she was born, with a belly button and everything.
A week old, we've been with her for about a week old. She was born, and she's about to be 2 years old now.
And she's fantastic. She wants this microphone so bad. So, listeners, if you hear a kind of a poke on the microphone, that's Zahida. But right now, Zahida, also this child that you've adopted, she has a little bit of a speaking disability.
Yeah, she was born with it. Well, I did not notice at first. And then when she started pointing, I'm like, something's wrong. So I called, Zahida's going to have a lot of problems. She might not even speak.
So here you have a child with special needs and are getting therapy and such. I mean, that's, you'd do anything, I can see, but
she,
that's a cost.
My heart, because my son passed away, and my son got killed in a domestic violence situation with me and my previous relationship. So I think when she came to our life, it was like a lifesaver,
What happened to your son?
My previous relationship just used to beat me and beat me, and I used to just stay quiet. And one day, he came, picked up a bike, and threw it at me. So
he hit your son. It hit your son.
Yeah. So he died. It's been rough. I just sometimes I tell him like, I'm here because of her and my kids. Because sometimes, you know, you think, okay, I'm gonna commit suicide. Should I do it? Should I not? I had to go to the mental home for a whole year.
Meeting Cynthia and Juan reminds us that hardships have a way of piling up when you're poor. Almost doubling the hourly wage, they say that would help.
That would be like a change of life for people, especially for people like us.
Do you have any sympathy? You know the argument from the other side, that there are a lot of small business owners, and here you are, you're working with cars and repair, and it might be those small business owners who believe they can't afford to pay the $15, and then you wouldn't have any work. That's their argument.
It's like, it's crazy out here, you know, like as of me, like, I see people that I work, you know, around here at offices or just, you know, people with, like, no experience, no degrees, no diploma. I graduated high school in 2004. I went to the military in the U.S. Navy. As soon as a high school, I went for 2.5. You know, and right now I got my associate's degree. I went to school for aviation mechanic, airplanes. Yeah. And, you know, it's rough right now to where I got to sit down and study to get my license, but I already passed the classes.
Well, this brings us to what's happening in town. You've got a convention coming. Everybody's mind is on a lot of the issues you're talking about. Donald Trump is in town, and he says he's going to bring back jobs, bring back manufacturing, bring back jobs from overseas. Does that ring for you?
I mean, that's what everybody says. Every president that gets elected, you know, they always say, oh, we're gonna put 240,000 jobs out there. I haven't seen nothing yet. Hasn't no change. Yeah, maybe a little bit here and there, but hasn't nothing been an increase in Cleveland, Ohio, as in jobs, because we wouldn't be in the situation we are now if we wasn't. You know, if everybody commits to what they're going to say.
It sounds like you need just a little bit of a break. You know, you need a break with your landlord situation. You need a break so that you can finish this education. It sounds like...
We just need a job. Poor people out here, we're struggling. We need good jobs. We need, like, you know, at least $15 an hour minimum wage. That would be great, you know. Like, pay attention to what we go through. You know, I just want them to just help us. Like, I'm just terrified of what's going to happen if, for me, my opinion, I don't want to get people mad out there. But if Donald Trump wins, I'm just terrified of what's going to happen to us. You know
why?
Because I feel like he's a man that I feel like he don't have no feelings, that he's selfish.
The view from Cynthia Cruz and Juan Rivera. At home in Cleveland. And we're back now at the Quicken Loans Center. So she said she was terrified of Donald Trump. Well, he has shifted his position on the minimum wage. Last November, he said that wages are too high. But in May, he said he doesn't know how people make it on $7.25 an hour. So we will track that. And next week, when we're in Philadelphia for the Democratic confab, we'll hear the other side, a restaurant owner who says he cannot afford to raise wages.